Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling on the international community to oppose politicizing the COVID-19 pandemic, labeling the virus and stigmatizing any particular country. He made the remarks during a video meeting with his counterparts from the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states. Besides anti-pandemic cooperation, the foreign ministers also discussed the international and regional situation. China has denounced the COVID-19 Accountability Act proposed by U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. The act would grant U.S. President Donald Trump the authorization to impose sanctions on China if China fails to cooperate and provide a full accounting of the events leading up to the outbreak of COVID-19. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said, "The moral legislation is an effort to blame China for the spread of the coronavirus in the United States." China's civil aviation regulator has lifted restrictions on the operation of all cargo flights at two international airports in Beijing. Authorities cited the growing needs of cargo transportation and the handling capacity of the two airports as factors behind its decision to lift the restrictions. The head of the team for the development of China's first domestically built aircraft carrier is under investigation for suspected severe violations of discipline and law. Hu Wenmin, former chairman of the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, is being investigated by the Communist Party of China Central Commission for Discipline Inspection and the National Supervisory Commission. Standard Chartered Bank has facilitated the completion of the first international yuan-denominated letter of credit transaction using blockchain. It marks an important step within the market for supporting the renminbi. The transaction was made between Chinese steelmaker Baosteel and Australian mining giant Rio Tinto on Open Trade Finance Network Contour. It is the first paperless deal in the iron ore industry to be transacted in renminbi. World merchandise trade is down 3% in the first quarter of this year from the last 3 months of 2019 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development forecasts global trade will slip a further 26.9% in the second quarter. A recent poll is suggesting that more Americans have grown critical of President Donald Trump over the past month as the death toll mounts from the coronavirus pandemic. The poll conducted by Reuters and Ipsos shows that 41% of U.S. adults approved of Trump's performance in office. The sitting president is trailing Democratic challenger Joe Biden by 8 percentage points among registered voters. 46% of registered voters said they would back Biden in the November election. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Israel for talks on Israel's plan to annex portions of the occupied West Bank. Pompeo met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said there remains work to do regarding U.S. President Donald Trump's Mideast peace plan. Netanyahu has repeatedly vowed to annex the Jordan Valley, part of the occupied West Bank. Pompeo's visit comes a day before the swearing-in ceremony of a new power-sharing government led by Netanyahu and Benny Gantz.